Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also at LifePoint. We're finishing up our Detour series today, or we did on Sunday, with the main idea being God uses our wrong turns to get us to the right places. Sunday was Easter Sunday. It's crazy to think that it was the first Easter Sunday that we met in person for now really a couple of years when you think about it. But it was great to celebrate together in person the resurrection of Jesus. Easter Sunday is really all about going from death to life. And the great truth for us as believers is that because of Jesus, every day really is Easter. We have resurrection life that we celebrate day in and day out. That resurrection power now lives in us. And this death to life reality that we are living every day really has been magnified in this series that we've looked at on the life of Judah. So we started looking at Judah's life from the Old Testament book of Genesis and talking about really his story of transformation, his story of death to life, the twisted and turned path that he had that God used to bring about life despite his mistakes. And here really is for me the crowning truth of Judah's life. And I just can't get away from it. In fact, I was just overwhelmed by this idea that in the end, God used even the evil that Judah did for his own good. Like even the evil that Judah did, God used for his good. So his own evil ended up, God redeemed it for his own good. And this is just the ultimate example of resurrection, of death to life. That God could use something that even we do ourselves that is evil and use it in the end for even our good. It's crazy. So he's the one who advocated for the selling of Joseph. He was in the plot with his brothers to do away with Joseph. And that evil act against an innocent person is the stain on Judah's life. And yet God used the pinnacle of his sinful actions to send Joseph to Egypt, who would be the conduit that God used to save Judah's life and the life of Judah's children and bring them through the famine alive. Do you see? God redeemed his evil for his good. Now, our tendency sometimes with God's extravagant grace is to say, well, if God uses not just my bad decisions or my detours and my wrong turns, but my evil ones, God uses the evil decisions I make for my good, then why not do whatever I want, knowing that eventually God will get me to the right destination? Well, the Apostle Paul was asked that very question by the Christians at Rome. When he wrote his letter to the church at Rome, he told them that where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So the grace of God reaches deeper and goes farther than our sin. God's grace is greater than all our sin. But they asked him, should we keep on sinning so that grace will increase? And here was his response in Romans chapter 6. By no means. How can we who died to sin live still in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. See, Paul tells us the reason why we don't continue to sin and just live however we want, because isn't God going to get us there in the end? We don't do that because we have resurrection life in us, because Christ has been raised from the dead. He has been raised. He died. He has been raised. We've been buried with him. We've died. Our old self has died. That old self that would take advantage of the grace of God has died, and we've been raised to new life. So if you've really been touched by God's grace, there is no way in which you say, I can do whatever I want, God's going to cover it. No, that means probably that's a heart that hasn't been touched by God's grace. Paul says that God's grace abounds even on our worst day, which we're grateful for, but we shouldn't take advantage of that grace. And if we've been resurrected, if we've been made new, then we've been brought from death to life. And if God can bring good to Judah through even his evil actions, and God can bring about salvation through the evil done to Jesus, what would God want to do through our story and through your life? How can God redeem the mistakes that we have made for not only our good, but the good of others and God's glory? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. We hope that you will come back tomorrow for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you can take even the evil we do and work it out together for our good. We're just overwhelmed by that kind of grace. We are so undeserving, but we are also in great need of it, God. We need it. We need your grace. We need your resurrection. We need to be moved from death to life. Thank you for working out even the worst things for our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now take a moment and pray and thank the Lord for his work in your life of bringing you from death to life.